All right, this is KWVA in Eugene. And coming up in a few minutes, Lori Biagini. Here's the title track from her latest CD. Title track from Lori Biagini's new CD. Uh-oh. And it looks like I lost her. I lost you, Lori. I know she's listening. She's going to call back in a second. I don't know what happened, but Lori, call back. I just had Lori Biagini on the phone, and she just magically disappeared. And I think I hit the wrong button. Anyways, Reverend Mark Time here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, and I'm just trying to get this phone to work properly and get this Lori Biagini interview rolling. So, what did we hear? We heard, like I said, title track from Far Out Place, Ray Heatherton's Egbert the Easter Egg, and Spike Jones, You Want to Buy a Bunny, and Sunny Afternoon. Why don't we hear a track from Lori's first CD, and then we'll get her back on the phone. Hey, Lori, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Lori Biagini on the phone, everybody. We've got Lori Biagini from Vancouver. Tell me where you're from and what neighborhood you're in Vancouver, and give everybody your address too.
My address? Oh yeah. Okay, I'm Vancouver, Canada. That's the West Coast side. I'm not actually in the city. I work in the city, but I live out in the country in the Fraser Valley. So, oh,
nice.
Yeah.
So you have lots of little bunny rabbits jumping around out there this morning?
Not this morning, no. I have the charred remains of three of my neighbor's houses, which burned down last night.
Oh, no. Tell me.
Yes, I'm a little freaked out this morning, but...
Tell me about that. How did that happen?
I don't know. I was just finishing up all my Facebook business just before bed, and all of a sudden I see these flashing lights outside my window, and there's fire trucks and police cars, and then this morning we walked by there, and there's three of my neighbors' homes all blackened and taped off, and the cops are out there guarding them right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened? Were you playing your new CD, A Far Out Place, and it just got too hot?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that must be.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, sorry to hear that, but I'm lucky you escaped.
Yeah.
You know, that.
Yeah. I'm glad it didn't spread over to my place, because,
I know. We would have had to start a fund, the Save Lori Biagini's House Fund or something, you know?
For sure, yeah. Well, my studio's in my house, too, you know?
I know. That would be such a drag. I mean, you know, a fire silencing all your great music. Well, we're up to two CDs now. Last time I talked to you, you had the Ride in the Wave CD, which came out in 2008. And then this new one just came out when? Was it last month?
March the 5th.
March 5th.
Yeah.
And what's going on? Are you getting lots of play on it?
Oh, yes. It's been quite exciting. It's hard to keep up with it all. But I don't mind. I'm not complaining. I love the airplay. I appreciate it. You know, it's wonderful. I love it.
This is like your fifth interview in 3 days or something, right?
Yeah, something like that.
That's cool. That's, you know, you're a star. What is everybody's favorite track off of the CD? Is there one in particular that jumps out?
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, they all have different favorites. I guess there's actually two that kind of stand out right now is the another old lazy lying on the beach afternoon.
Right.
Forgot my own song title there for a minute. That one was also on the International Pop Overthrow compilation CD last year.
Oh,
so
cool.
It got a bit of a head start. And then the other one is the one that I have a video up on YouTube for, which is Not the Only Pretty Fish in His Sea.
Oh, nice. You got a video on YouTube, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in your music, I hear lots of influences. Of course, the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson. I don't hear Mike Love in there, thank heavens.
Okay.
You're a member of the Mike Love fan club, I see.
Oh, I'm the president, yeah.
But tell me, if you were on... Okay, here we go. Everybody hates these questions. If you're on a desert island, what records would you bring with you?
Well, Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I'll give you a hint. Walk Away, Renee.
Walk Away, Renee?
By the Left Bank.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool, too. I don't know. Oh, Beatles. Oh, I'd have to have some Beatles for sure. Some Beatles and some Beach Boys, some Jan and Dean, maybe a Monkees Greatest Hits, Mama's and Papa's Greatest Hits. If I could take that many records with me, I would take those.
Yeah, because I hear all of that. What Beatles era do you prefer?
What Beatles era do I prefer? I mean, I love it all, but I would have to say between 1965 to about 67.
Yeah, that was a great era for them. They were starting to get into that folk rock sound, and they were doing Rubber Soul and Revolver,
mm-hmm.
and it was
You
know, I think Revolver is probably their best album, and I don't know why everyone says Sgt. Pepper's was their best, because that really was more of a record where they each did their own tracks rather than being one band. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyways, let's get back to you, Lori Biagini, live here on The Hangover. I heard that you're going to be playing Europe or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the International Pop Overthrow in Liverpool, England, at the Cavern Club on May 27th, performing twice that day, once at the Cavern Pub, and then later on 10 p.m. front stage at the Cavern Club. And I'm going to have a really great band there with me. Richard Snow and the In-Laws are going to be backing me, and I have two singers lined up to do harmony and background vocals, and that is the wonderful Maxine Dunn and Val Johnson Howe. Val's from the Midlands, and she's president of Beach Boys Britain. And Maxie, well, we all know she's a wonderful artist in her own right, and she's from Liverpool, and she has a great voice, so it's going to be wonderful, a real treat.
This is such a crazy world because we're all on Facebook together, and I know Maxine Dunn. She's a friend of mine on Facebook, but, you know, I've never heard her music.
Oh, you have to hear it. Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff.
What does she sound like, sort of?
I don't know. I mean, she sounds like Maxine Dunn. I can't compare her to anyone. She's amazing, and she's an amazing songwriter, and she actually spent a bit of time in the Pacific Northwest because she even has a song about Seattle in her new album.
Oh, cool.
So it's called Welcome to Soonville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure if you contact her, she could probably get a copy for you for airplay.
Yeah, we should do a Maxine Dunn interview here on The Hangover, except Craig Levitt probably want to scoop me on it first.
I don't know. Well, that happens, you know. He's on Friday and you're on Sunday, so...
I know. And I heard
you asked me first, so
I heard your great interview with him the other morning, and I'm trying to fill in the blanks with things that he didn't ask. Well, I know he was asking you, why don't you go out on a tour? And you said, because some of us got to work, right?
That's right. Yeah, if it wasn't for my day job, I wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff because it's all expensive. And, yeah, it's expensive. That's what it boils down to.
Your day job looks exotic. I see you're, like, flying in airplanes to islands for meetings and things like that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, what can I say? I don't know how to describe it without giving it away. I am a chief statistician for the Pacific region to keep track of all the fish that have been harvested from the Canadian Pacific.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow, so that's why you're flying around in helicopters and stuff, to watch the fish, huh?
Well, no, the meetings are held all over the place, and sometimes once in a while I get to go back east, but budgets were kind of strict this year, so all my traveling is just between Vancouver Island and the mainland here.
Well, it sounds like a groovy job, and it sounds like something that's very important, and that's what counts. You're not just working for a bank or something like that. You're actually doing something important.
Well, I don't know. I think everybody's job is important. Everybody contributes in some way. My job is, it has a fancy title, but it really, it's quite stressful and boring, and I'm dealing with numbers all day, and I never really get to see any fish, you know. I write a song about the men instead, yeah.
Except for the tank in your beautiful office that overlooks the harbor or something, right?
Oh, yeah, I have a nice view of the Pacific Ocean from my office tower, yeah.
Wow, so on your commute is where you write a lot of your songs, I understand.
Yeah, on the train, yeah. It's mostly on my way home. Like in the morning, I'm still not quite awake yet, but on my way home, yeah, I'm trying to switch from corporate office mode to back to who I really am mode, and melodies pop into my mind, and I just try to jot them down or try to remember them when I get home, and so I can capture them and create songs out of them.
One of the most fascinating things about you is I look at your Facebook page, and I notice you're friends with every single pop musician that lives in the world. I mean, we're talking about guys like Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders, for example. I mean, how did you develop all these contacts?
Well, I don't know. I guess it was snowballed. I mean, I met a few in Los Angeles, and I have some connections through some of the fan groups, like mainly the Beach Boys connection and Brian Wilson connection. And through that, I don't know. I guess they see, well, she's friends with this person, so I guess I'll send her a friend request, and it just sort of sort of happened that way.
Because my friend Gary in Pasadena was looking at that the other day, because he's friends with a lot of pop musicians in L.A., and he'll get to a point where he'll say, this person's friends with Lori Biagini. So if you were going to do, like, the 6 degrees of separation on Facebook friends, you would be you would be the Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. It's funny, you know, I know more musicians in L.A. than I do in Vancouver.
Yeah, L.A. has an incredible scene, and although don't move down there. It's pretty smoggy down there. So.
Oh, well, it's fun to visit.
So,
as far as I'm concerned, it's a far-out place.
Yeah, it is a far-out place. Speaking of your new CD, Lori Biagini, everybody, A Far-Out Place, and a brand-new CD, and you'll be hearing a lot of it here on KWVA. Recorded at Biallo Studios?
Yes, Biallo Studios.
That's you.
Yes, it's Biagini, Lorenzo, and Lori.
Wow. Tell me about
Tell
me about some of the equipment you use without giving away too many trade secrets.
Some of the equipment I use. Well, my main thing is my Roland FP7 digital piano, which has a lot of groovy sounds on it. I also use Cubase recording software and have a few extra plugins that have other sounds. That basically everything you hear is done on my piano keyboard. It's just other sounds come out instead of piano sounds. And I don't know, my microphone, little mixer, an audio MIDI interface.
Wow.
You know, it's pretty simple down there, but some days it's quite challenging to get everything to work properly.
Yeah, it's kind of like around the radio station here. The same thing happens. But you know, it used to be, look at how advanced, I don't know if humankind has advanced over the last 100 years. I mean, it used to be difficult to even dial a phone. And here you are, down in your studio, with all this gear, recording this great music all by yourself. Do you ever long for just getting together with a band and just jamming?
All the time. All the time. But where do I meet these people in Vancouver? You know, I really wish I could, because, you know, I also play the International Pop Overthrow in Vancouver, but I end up doing that solo with just me and my piano. And it's quite a different sound with just me and my piano, but I've adapted the songs for that. But, you know, yeah, I would love to get together and jam with people, but it's just hard to find them and hard to find the people that are really into that genre that my music seems to sit in.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you'd probably find some guy that wanted to rap all of your lyrics and stuff, or, you know, some guy that wanted to do turntable spinning on top of what you're doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so. I don't know. Or else, you know, let's do 6 hours of Led Zeppelin, you know?
Like. Yeah, we have the same problem here in Eugene. Everybody wants to hear Grateful Dead, you know, so.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Well, Lori Biagini, thank you so much for appearing here on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Oh, well, thank you.
And let me just remind everybody about your new CD, A Far Out Place. And before you go, I wanted to tell you that my favorite track is Sweet Dream Symphony, which is probably, you know, if somebody's going to say what's maybe the mellowest track on the CD. How did you come up with Sweet Dream Symphony? Did you dream that song?
Actually, yes. That one, I actually, just at the point where I was waking up one morning, I had the melody in my mind, so I went down and I recorded the melody, and then I was trying to think of, well, what kind of words can I put to this? And I thought, well, since I was dreaming, just as I, you know, I dreamed the song pretty much, I may as well write it about a dream, and how it came about.
That's kind of like the way Paul McCartney wrote Yesterday, you know, except he woke up and he was hungry and he wrote scrambled eggs. Anyhow, Lori, thanks for appearing on the show. We'll do it again when your next CD comes out.
Thanks a lot.
And I hope to see you on your West Coast tour, although I don't want you to lose your job over that.
No, so. But you know, you never know. There might be a weekend that I come down to Eugene. If I do, I'll let you know and maybe we can get together or something.
Yeah, we could play records here in the studio, and you could,
yeah,
could see the wacky pop record collection that I have. Thank you so much, and this is Sweet Dream Symphony with Lori Biagini.
a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over.
A real groovy interview we had with Lori Biagini back there. You'll be hearing more from her in the future. We just heard Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, two guys that wrote for the Monkees, and they actually played on the first Monkees album, I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Before that, Candy Johnson, somebody you might not remember unless you saw the Beach Movie Marathon on this TV this week. She was in such hit pictures like Muscle Beach Party and Bikini Beach, and she was the one that wore the dress that had all the stuff that was flapping, and she would shake that rear end and make that thing move. The Candy Johnson Show with the Exciters doing their version of Abba Dabba Honeymoon. We started out this set with Sweet Dream Symphony by Lori Biagini. And who are we listening to? I love this Italian stuff. This is Italian Bossa Nova. By Armando Trovajo. L'amor dice ciao. On a more serious note, I just want to pay a tribute here for a second. Symphony leader, percussionist, Charles Dowd died this week. He was a principal timpanist with the Eugene Symphony and the Eugene, Oregon School of Music. I saw him at the Eugene Weekly Awards a few years ago, was totally out of sight. He wrote a number of books about how to do rock and roll drumming. Started in New York, ended up in San Francisco, and eventually ended up in Eugene. He played a lot of cool stuff, including John Cage's 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds a dozen times in his career. If you're familiar with that piece, it's basically 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. Anyways, a tribute to you, Charles Dowd, percussionist. You will be remembered. I'm going to try to scrape up some stuff that he's done, as well as the Oregon Symphony percussion stuff that is out there. I had trouble finding it on such short notice. Oh yeah, big shout out to my friend Sean Aberg. Has a couple of new zines out. The Manifesto del Futurismo and one about Gary Panter, the guy behind the art on the Pee Wee Herman TV show. All right, this is the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA Eugene. I am the Reverend Mark Time, and we have a set of cover tunes for you. Enjoy.
Once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. And I looked around and I noticed that there wasn't a chair. I sat on a rug, biding my time, drinking her wine. We talked until two and then she said, it's time for bed. Started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone. This bird had flown. So I lit a fire. Isn't it good? Norwegian wood. Norwegian wood. Norwegian.
Window today, could have tripped out easy. Superman. Sunshine, Superman. Sunshine, Superman. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, this is a noisy track. It's Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey, the Paul McCartney track, and by a group called, are you ready? Rob W. and the Commerce Starlift. Whoever they are, wherever they are, whatever they came from. Reverend Mark Time here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, continuing a lot of cool covers. And just want to remind you that there's a benefit performance to stop violence against women and girls. It's a benefit production of the Vagina Monologues. Where? Lane Community College on April 21st, two showings, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. The Vagina Monologues.
Qualcosa che tu mi nascondi. Nel tuo sguardo vedo qualcosa che non sospetta. Non ti credo quando ti sento dire che mi volere. Come puoi provare che pensi a me soltanto a me?
Sospetto
di questo amore.
Sospetto
che brucia il cuore,
che pace
tu non mi dai. Questo dubbio per il mi fa impazzire giorno per giorno. Forse ho troppo amore che non mi dà felicità. Si può dirmi quando mi lasci tu e mi saluti. Se per caso un altro ti vedi ancora dopo di me.
Sospetto
di questo amore.
Sospetto
che brucia il cuore.
Che pace
io non mi dà. Mi tormenta il dubbio, mi fa morire di gelosia. Ed io so che sempre sarà così vicino a te. Ma vorrei ti giuro di una miseria per un momento. Che non sei sincera ma che sei di la verità.
Sospetto
di questo no.
Sospetto
che brucia il cuore.
may find yourself in another part of the world. You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Yourself, what is that large automobile? You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Thank you.
right, we're listening to a remix by Royksopp from their soon-to-be-coming-out album, Senior. This is a remix of a Steve Reich or Philip Glass tune. I forgot what it was. I'm running out of time. This is the Reverend Mark time. Running out of time. And we're listening to KWVA Eugene. I appreciate all the cards and letters. Please write me here at P.O. Box 3157, Eugene 97403. That's 3157. It's the P.O. Box. Or contact me on Facebook, or go to the blog, or archive shows, SundayMorningHangover.com, or MySpace, or email at RevMarkTime, that's R-E-V-M-A-R-C-T-I-M-E, at gmail.com. Stay tuned for somebody I do not know who.
Please turn yourself for love. Oh, baby, so I can love you good. Oh, baby, I'll make you feel so good. Oh, sugar, just like you want me to. Oh, baby, you sure love the boy. Oh, baby, you sure love. Oh, honey, I hope you never freeze. I love you so much. Oh, baby, baby, don't ever go away. All day with me, baby, I love you night and day. Oh, baby, you sure love me more. Oh, honey.
Show love, boss. Ooh. Show. Sure. 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 Sure.